All right, I'm back. We got to do some daily fantasy. We got 5 games today. You got Anaheim and Pittsburgh. A Crosby is $7,900, but Malkin's only $6,800. I don't get this at all. I think shit's rigged. How is Jake Guentzel higher than Evgeny Malkin? I'm going with Malkin. Malkin, whatever you want to call him. 6,800, he's the guy to generate the offense today, I believe, versus Anaheim. Now, today's a little difficult because we all expect Malcolm Subban to be in goal versus Columbus. And then we've got Ottawa versus Nashville. So a lot of stacks are probably going to be going on. Now, I'm not going to state the obvious today, because that's what all my opponents are going to do. Now, like, for a matchup like Anaheim, I wish Patrick Hornqvist was healthy. But he's not. Raquel. You know, they would be perfect alternatives. But I'm going up and down the list, and I don't see a whole lot of value. I mean, Silverberg's kind of been rolling. Pittsburgh's defense has been eh. But for the most part, it's kind of hard to pick this game to be the one to try and beat these guys that are going to stack Columbus and stack Nashville. I mean, Daniel Sprong's been better, but why am I going to choose him for $3,500 when I could easily just go stack? I mean, I wouldn't choose the goalies in this game either. So let's go on to Vegas and Columbus. Try to figure out what everybody's going to do. You know, Atkinson, $7,400. That's decent. Panarin at $6,400, I prefer that more. Carlson's been running for Vegas. It's not like Columbus doesn't allow 9 goals sometimes. You know, they had a 9-6 game. I don't care what they do with their defense. You can put Werenski with Savard. You can put Jones with Werenski. You can put Nunavara with whoever. Murray. It doesn't matter. You still allow a ton of goals. For some reason, I really think they're going to put out Korpisalo today. Nothing's been proven or, you know, suspected, but I think they will. I think it'll be Korpisalo versus Subban. Should be a ton of goals scored. At least that's what you would expect. Alex Tuch, 2-point day, $5,300. Why not? Max Pacioretty was never injured. I'll tell you that right now. They just wanted to scratch him. $4,900. Paul Stastny's back. Had a goal today. $4,500. The guy I really like, though, Josh Anderson. He was awesome last game. All over the place. Banging bodies. $4,500. He's almost a have to versus Malcolm Subban. I mean, everybody's priced right in this game, too. They're just begging you to stack it. So you leave that up to yourself. Boston and Montreal. Now, Pasternak, $7,800. I never go for the super expensive guy. Marchand's finally expensive again, because I've been promoting him ever since I started this thing, and he's finally producing. If you've been rolling with Marchand, congrats. Shea Weber, $6,000. Torrey Krug, $5,800. Both very productive defensemen. I know I don't generally go high-end defensemen, but today, I might. Drouin. I wish he's still rolling, but $5,600. And for sure it's going to be against a struggling Yaroslav Halak. If I'm going to fight my opponents with Ottawa and Columbus stacks, are Nashville and Columbus stacks, I might as well try Montreal. They're at home. The problem is they're probably going to roll their backup goalie too. They did play today, right? Nah, I don't think they played today. Nah, they didn't. So then why not? Montreal should be starting Carey Price. Why not to roll out their Carey Price versus Yaroslav Halak? Because that's already guaranteed you're getting against Halak. Philippe Danault, he kind of slowed down. Not that great. I really like Jesperi Kotkaniemi, 4,000. He might be a good punt. Wish Tatar was still rolling, but Gallagher at 6,200. He's so hit or miss. You know. McAvoy is 4,600. He's super hit or miss. You know. I can't endorse those guys. Nashville and Ottawa. Well, their high-end offenses on the DL. Forsberg, Harvidsson. And then, you know, Deschene's out. Subban's out. It's just a game full of injured guys. You're thinking to yourself, how does Ryan Johansson, or Johansson, not have a good game today? You're thinking, Brady Tkachuk, I hope people choose you. You're 4,900. But you got to play against Pekarinen. It's not going to go well for you most of the time this season. If you think Ottawa's got a chance, Colin White, 4,300. Ryan Dezingle, 4,400. Cheap, easy stack. You can get the high-end Columbus guys. You can get the high-end, you know, yeah, definitely Columbus guys. And you can probably get two high-end Montreal guys and roll those two guys if you want to go against the grain. They're definitely first two lines. They're definitely going to get their shots off like they always do. And you never know. Bobby Ryan's playing with one of those guys. He's 3,900. But in no way am I endorsing Ottawa scoring more than two or three goals on Pekarinen. It would be a bold call if I did that. And the last game, New York Islanders and the Colorado Avalanche. The most expensive first line I've ever seen in DraftKings fantasy hockey history. Landeskog, Rantanen, and MacKinnon. Now, the Islanders are pretty good defensively. So, I'm going to hope today that my opponents want to spend all of their money on something like this and then do what I said about Ottawa. Hope Ottawa beats Nashville or hope Montreal beats Boston, but they choose Kotkaniemi and who else is cheap here? Philippe Danault and Thomas Tatar. Tatar's not even that cheap. He's 5,300. That's the kind of stuff that I'm going to be playing against. You know, if Colorado puts up 3 or 4 points each, it's over for me. But it's really hard to formulate a team when you have to do 8,200, 8,000, 7,600. Right off the bat, it's near impossible. You're better off trying to roll Tyson Barrie at defense for 5,300 because he plays with those guys on the power play. But Colorado's goaltending, extremely suspect. New York Islanders, all priced right. None more priced right than Jordan Eberle. I mean, 4,000. That's super cheap. I know he's only averaging 2.2 fantasy points per game, but Colorado doesn't defend. He's pretty quick. You know, I would consider him highly today. That's all. I don't really know who to choose at goalie. Maybe Carey Price. Why not Rene? But, yeah. You know, thanks for listening, and this is going to be a tough day. It's a lot of cakewalk matchups, it looks like, where you could stack heavy.